From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. Call it a stampede or a riot or the chaos born of desperation. Syrian refugees in a camp in northern Jordan attacked aid workers today using sticks and stones after a major winter storm blew down tents and flooded streets. Police say 7 aid workers were injured in the attack. I spoke earlier with Dale Gavlak, who reports for the AP and NPR. She was at the Za'atari refugee camp and described what led to the riot.
There's been severe weather that we've experienced these past 3 days, and tomorrow it's predicted that there may be snow. Basically, the rain and the wind brought down tents at the Za'atari camp, as well as flooded tents, making the tents uninhabitable for the refugees. And some took to rioting when bread was being distributed by a group called the Jordan Hashemite Charity Organization. Now, that group, along with the UN Refugee Agency, actually administer the Za'atari camp.
And when you went to the camp today, what did it look like after this storm?
Yeah, I mean, it was a big muddy mess. There were also huge puddles. I mean, there were actually small lakes in parts of the camp.
Now, how badly injured were those aid workers in this attack?
Well, we were told that one was badly injured, that there was hemorrhaging from his head, but the others had lighter wounds. And, you know, of course, they were receiving treatment.
And the groups that are running the Za'atari camp, do they say, we're overwhelmed, we're doing the best we can, or we need more help? What do they tell you?
They do say that they are trying very hard. And in fact, there have been real improvements. I mean, there's a school at the camp. The UN Refugee Agency had provided a number of the refugees with trailers instead of tents. An extra tarp was put on top of the tents to, you know, try to keep out the rains. But in this particular area that I witnessed, which to me seems to be the absolute worst, all of those factors were missing. There were no extra tarps. They weren't giving heaters, so it means that at night they just have blankets, which are insufficient to really keep out really freezing cold temperatures.
There have been riots at the Za'atari camp before this, I think, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, basically, the refugees had complained that, you know, they were given meals which were inedible, and the camp is set on a desert plain. So during the summer months, it was particularly windy, scorching temperatures, and colder at night because it is desert. And there were also snakes and scorpions that they complained about as well.
How many refugees are at this camp? Yeah.
Okay, now nearly 50,000 refugees, and there have been more coming over in past days with, you know, increased violence taking place in Syria.
When you talked with the Syrian refugees who are living at the Za'atari camp, did anyone tell you, look, it's horrible, conditions are awful, but at least we're out of a war zone?
Yes. I mean, people do say that, and many are very thankful not to be in Syria anymore, not to have to face bombings and shellings and, you know, witnessing family members being killed. But unfortunately, these people really found themselves in a very calamitous situation. I mean, it humanly speaking, I could not imagine spending an hour under those circumstances. And you've got young kids to look after. I mean, it's impossible.
Well, Dale Gavlak, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Dale Gavlak reports for NPR and the AP. We were talking about today's riot at the Za'atari camp for Syrian refugees in Jordan.